Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Boy, Key got you have fun doing that, moves. Key? We're playing video from Dances with the Stars. Keyshawn was on it. Did you have fun doing it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How long did you train to do that?
Oh, God, it was a couple months.
Couple months, huh? Like every day?
You got those old man moves right there, boy. Look at you. You got the eyes staring at.
Every day? Like hours every day
yeah,
doing
like,
that?
What's the training regimen for?
Hours daily. I was on vacation when I first decided to do it. I had already booked my vacation to Hawaii. And they were like, oh, yeah. I said, I'm going to Hawaii. You guys want me to come? You better send them over here to train with me in Hawaii. But they did. They found studio in Hawaii and the whole deal. And they sent her, crew, the whole deal. They came to Hawaii. They were in Hawaii with me for a week, and I was training, and then I was doing Monday Night Countdown. So I would fly from L.A. on the weekends to go do Sunday and Monday Night Countdown. They had to fly the crew to do everything. Yeah, it was
– like a whole thing, yeah.
It was a whole thing.
Well, you could see you took it seriously.
Yeah.
No, it was on point. Like, that's hard to do.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
Oh, God, it's so hard. It was hard as hell.
Jay is biting his tongue for some reason.
Because he doesn't understand. He thinks it's easy. He thinks it's easy.
I didn't even say anything.
Dude,
what were you thinking? You got that glint in your eye, though.
No, but look, check this out, though, Jay. You see how I twisted her underneath my legs? You think that that's easy. I could have snapped her wrists in half.
How many times did you snap her wrists?
No, I didn't.
That was the 15th girl they used. Everyone else walking around in a cast.
A couple stunt dummies. Yeah.
I didn't even know what the injuries were during practice.
None. Zero. None. It's easy, but it was hard.
See?
It was easy. There's Key in a nutshell right there.
It's hard, but once you get it, first of all, I can't count music to save my life. Mm-hmm. So you had to count the music. Mm-hmm. You know how to count me? Well, of course you do, because you were like a crack rapper type. But
what, you just call him a crack rapper?
Yeah, you know what he doesn't mean that.
You're a rapper on crack?
No,
that's what. That's
like
what
like a fake rapper, Jay.
Oh,
there's a couple ways you could have gone with that one actually. But go ahead.
No, right?
I thought he said something else. I was like, hey, we're not that type of show.
But in the end, though, it was a lot of preparation, a lot of stress because of your partner. They got to make money. And you got to win. They got to win to keep going.
Maybe you're on national TV.
What was the purse like? That's what I want to know.
The perks?
Like no, the purse. Like what do you win if you win the whole thing? You cannot disclose that.
No, I don't remember. But it was a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot of financial benefit right because there. They get a large percentage.
But don't you get? Do you get paid anything for doing the show before you win?
That contest.
Have I ever done anything for free?
You know, Key doesn't walk down the street unless there's some money in it.
Hey, come on,
there's a lot of money for only 2 weeks of appearances, Key.
Hey, man, that's how some people got it, Pat.
Pat.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Pat Costello.
Bill Nye, baby.
You know what?
This is.
Don't let that bother you, Key.
No, it's not because.
Dust that off. Don't
Snooki.
Let that bother you. Don't. See, Pat, stop. Why are you
He doesn't understand anything. The way that you win.
Triggered.
Is a lot of social media followers. You have to be active on social media. All of the individuals are active on social media. Also, it was a setup.
Oh, here come the excuses.
Yeah, right. Sounds like excuses.
Sounds like excuses. That's not who you are.
It was a setup.
You came in last because you're too chill.
Literally, 95% of the people dancing were dancers by profession.
Right.
Whether you were a cheerleader, like Corbin Blue. Like, come on, seriously? The dude dances for a living.
Or was the problem you were late for rehearsal because you were waiting at the red light?
Kristen Emilian
green light.
Is a singer.
Yeah.
You don't think she danced? You don't think she has a dancing? I can go on and on and on.
Bill Nye, when he's in the laboratory.
That's the one that hurts. When you go through the list, I'm like, oh.
Bill Nye dances
sense.
From.
Bill Nye pops. I'm like, doesn't make
sense. He's got the beaker with the smoke coming out, and he dances over to the test tube, and then he dances over.
Bill Nye's got like 7,100 million followers or something
he
like that.
He dances over to the microscope and then dances.
Was a dancer too?
She was a cheerleader.
She was beating the beat up in the Jersey Shore.
Dude, you don't understand dancing, huh? Cheerleader. They dance.
Apparently you don't either.
Why is he go like?
That's what they do. They, you know.
That's the dance you did for a cheerleader.
I had fun, and I can say that I am the only professional dancer in this studio.
That's right.
There you go.
That's true.
You're not a professional dancer. You're just dancing a professional dancing
show. No, that makes him a professional dancer.
No, it does not.
Jay, I'm a professional rapper and male model. That's true. That's a statement of fact.
No, you're a crack rapper.
Well,
I'm a male model, too. And that's so,
well, retired. Retired in both cases, yeah.
A crack rapper, though.
I can't believe you called him that.
It's just a fake rapper.
Is it?
No, Jay-Z's a real rapper.
I know Max can spit lyrics.
No, that spitting and doing all that. No. Jay-Z's a real rapper.
Yes, that's true compared to Jay-Z. All right, look. Is James Harden the type of player you want around a young core? Because what's being dangled out there, what's being bandied about the rumor mill, is that there's a market for James Harden. The Sixers are going to have to pony up because they'll give him the money in Houston. But Jay, you think maybe that's not too true.
I don't want it. Look, I'm talking about it reasonably and practically that if I'm running an organization and the average age of my team, like Houston, is 20 years old, where I got names like Jalen Green, who is 21 years old, who has the keys to the car, I'd much rather go get a guy like Fred VanVleet. I'd much rather deal with VanVleet and Dylan Brooks. If you're Ime Udoka.
Dylan Brooks?
Yeah, because Dylan Brooks has a lot of bark off the court, but on the court, at least I know he's going to compete. Mm-hmm. He may poke the bear the wrong way, but he's going to compete.
Hustle
he's
going face.
To bring that energy each and every day.
He's a good defender.
That's a mentality. I know what I'm going to get. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I know at this stage of James Harden's career, I know what I'm going to get as it relates to a locker room leadership type of guy with a young core. Because I need more stability. I need more like, are you showing up early every day? Are you staying late?
He's staying late, just not on the court.
Like, are you collaborating with Ime Udoka? Are you not challenging like status quo there? Like, I need to know that as a vet. I'm not sure James Harden brings that to the table for you.
You would certainly have uncertainty about James Harden based on what is in the public's eye about his preparation for basketball. You certainly would. I don't look at it the same way Jay looks at it or some other people based on his off-the-court appearance and on the court, weight and all that sort of stuff. I look at it as, okay, if I'm going to give him all this type of money and this team is young, team ain't really going nowhere right now. By the time we're ready to go, he's out the door. But through the course of that, what is the frustration level sets in when you're watching your other peers that you possibly could be with? Oh, I could have been with the Suns. Oh, I could have been here. And they're winning, and here you are trying to figure out how to get a win. That, to me, causes problems because the frustration sets in.
But see, Key, there's a part of me that wants to pay James Harden the money because he's a legacy player if I am Tim Fertitta. But essentially, for that money, Max, I would ask you, would you make James Harden for that money the CEO of your young
core?
I don't.
If I'm the Rockets, I have no use for James Harden. But
it doesn't make sense.
But here's the question. What teams would have a use for James Harden? I just want to point something out.
A ton of them.
You say play him.
The Lakers would.
You say play him off ball, but I just point out, when he is playing with superior shooters and players like Kyrie and KD, he was playing a point guard where he wasn't dribbling it to death, Jay. He was really orchestrating the offense well.
What number was he?
Three, yeah.
There you go.
Third offensive option, yes.
Yes.
But here's my issue with the Lakers. He becomes the best shooter among the high-usage players. I don't want that for Harden. Because in the moment of truth, I don't want him shooting the ball. I want another guy who's a high-usage player who's
shooting the ball
in the moment of truth because he hasn't hit those shots.
Yes,
come on, man, throughout his career.
Wait, that's why you have LeBron and AD. What do you mean?
He has,
those aren't great shooters.
He's
the best shooter among them.
You can find shooters, though.
Max,
I don't think
you're just saying he hit big shots.
He's made big shots.
I'm not saying he's never made big shots.
You just said it.
No. That's in the
You said in the
That's
moment
not
of
the
truth.
Dude you want taking the big shot.
Max, of course not. I'm giving the ball to LeBron James most of the time.
Hold on. You're telling me if I'm LeBron James involved in a pick and a roll and I come off, and they help offside James Harden, I'm not entrusting a skip pass to James Harden for a wide open three?
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Like, so you're not forcing him to create the shot.
But what I'm saying is I prefer
him as a spacer, as a floor.
I get that, but I prefer Harden if he's going to – I prefer him with the reason – okay, I know KD and Kyrie are ridiculous, but the reason that really works if they play together is because both guys are going to be able to get their own shot and shoot it actually better than he can. So in the moment of truth, it never has to be him. But on the Lakers, it will be.
So what team would you have him go to?
I was about to ask you the same question.
I said the Lakers.
All right. What about you, Key?
I think the Lakers, like, for less money.
The Lakers.
Yeah, for less money.
I do a one-year deal. The Lakers, I mean, it's not going to be in his best. Like, he would never do that.
He's not
going to
do a one-year deal, but I understand what
you're saying. But, like, fit-wise, though, Lakers make places I'm looking at saying that's a great fit for James Harden.
Lakers make sense. Phoenix would have made sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would have.
Phoenix
as Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal. That would have made all the sense in the world. The Lakers make sense. Staying in Philadelphia makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. See what happens?
Somebody quickly says, oh, it gets to
Miami.
Philly.
I'm like, he's not,
so this
he's
is
not a
Jay's.
Pat Riley guy.
This is Jay's point. Quickly, it gets back to actually, where's he going to go? And that means Philly won't have to break the bank,
that's
right,
what I'm
Jay?
Saying. Have leverage.
Yeah.
But I'm also looking at teams from a make sense standpoint that got a chance to win, because there are teams that probably don't have a chance to win that are going to take a look at
so,
it.
So, like, teams that are going to win, like, let's just go through, like, the West. Denver, like, Minnesota. You going to put them on Minnesota?
No.
Right? Sacramento, you going to put them on Sac?
No.
Going to take the ball out of D-Fox's hand?
No.
No. Not Phoenix. Mm-mm. Clippers, you going to go through that again?
Maybe.
Maybe? You think with Kawhi?
I think if Harden's running that offense and he's got Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, that might be a lot, if they don't keep Russell Westbrook.
Okay. I'm, like I said before, I'm over the Clippers, though.
Yeah. Because you just know
it's
something's going to go wrong.
The same thing every time.
Yeah.
So you're not going to Golden State, Dallas, no, because you
the
have
Knicks.
Kyrie and Luka. I mean, I'm just going through
you're
Memphis.
You're not taking it out
I'm
of Brunson's hand.
Memphis, you're not going to take the ball out of Ja's hand.
Nope.
Right? New Orleans?
But let me ask you this question, though, Jay. Back to Dallas for
you. Yeah.
Let me ask you.
You do that around Zion?
No.
You trying to keep Zion? You going to put James Harden in Zion?
Well, I'm not talking about that. I understand there are other disqualifying things.
No, I'm not doing that
Jay,
either.
Let me stop your tracks, though. Let's go back to Dallas. Why couldn't Dallas.
I got too many ball hungry guards.
But hold on. Create what they were doing with the Nets. Is it because he played a different role
because
with the Nets?
Katie doesn't need the basketball to be.
Yeah, man. All three of them do.
Does not need the basketball. Okay. All three of these guys need the ball. That's the problem. Kyrie needs a rock to be
but
aggressive
Kyrie,
in transition.
Kyrie didn't need it in Brooklyn.
But Kyrie got the ball a ton in Brooklyn.
But he didn't need it. He didn't need it. James
yeah, Jay, let me ask you. Let's explore
James
that
was,
just for
James
a second.
James was running the offense, right?
I'm not doing that.
Could no, Luka and you. James, is it possible that Luka, I see what you're saying because all three of them, but could Luka and Harden, could they play together? Would they be willing to play unselfishly together?
With Kyrie?
Yeah,
that's it. No,
but they did it with KD, Kyrie, and
but
James.
KD's a completely different player
who catches the ball, turn faces, shoots. He doesn't dance with the ball 9,000 times. Luka is ball dominant.
Harden and Luka are like
Kyrie
very, very similar.
But can he not? Can
and then my
Luka,
team doesn't defend
at all?
At all. Change?
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no. You know what?
Guys,
it makes no sense now.
No. That's he's right though, man. Like Luka's like the worst defender. Kyrie doesn't defend it.
Yeah. I know. I know.
What are the top five NFL fan bases?
888,
say ESPN.
If you're Giannis,
729-3776. Well, if you're going to lose Middleton, you may have
to. That's what I'm saying.
KJM.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, ESPN Radio rank them, my top five fan bases in the NFL, and just like I had earlier
lies,
in the show,
lies, lies.
At number five, the Cleveland Browns. Jay, I want to tell you why. I'm going to put you up on game right now. The
Sky,
Cleveland Browns dog pound.
I'm not going to let you do this.
They
I'm not
took
let you do
the
this
franchise away. And they petitioned the NFL to get another franchise called the Browns, and they got to keep the whole history of the franchise. That's a fan base,
Jay. How come you can't just give your boy credit?
Not like some team like the Chiefs. I know Johnny
comes
lately and all that.
You had the Chiefs in hour one.
I completely
deny it. You had the Chiefs, number five, in
hour
one. I
have no recollection of that. I'm sorry.
See, Key, this is what I'm talking
about. Jay, why don't you focus on the here and now?
You know what? You know what, Jay and Key? You guys are right. Like, I'm going to put the Browns in at number five.
As I had 2 hours ago, the Browns at number five.
Move on.
Here's Max's first ranking.
Oh, see, Jay got us to change it.
Number five, Kansas City.
Damn.
Number four, Buffalo. Three, Green Bay. Two, Chicago. And one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Key and I both had got little chapped asses over here, considering the fact that you didn't have the Cowboys in there.
No, hell no.
How do you not? And the Raiders not in there.
Fake fan. Well, what's your criteria for
whatever I want it to be. It's listen, the Steelers.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
The Steelers, we agree, is one, right?
One.
Okay. The Bears, I think you got to give credit to those fans.
Gotcha.
I'm not talking about, they have fans all over the world who don't really care that much.
They support the one.
No
the
matter
Chicago,
what.
The Chicago fan base will travel if you're ever in airports on the weekends doing football season. Max,
you
can see that.
And also just like when you have Michael Jordan and the Bulls, right? Like you have that kind of, and you're still a Bears town by far, and you haven't won anything in 40 years.
But I also, Michael Jordan wasn't winning when they won the Super Bowl. Jordan wasn't winning.
Right,
his
but then he won. Then he went through 2 three-peats. Yeah, and people
still
care more about the Bears.
Yeah. Still, though, it's
2 three-peats.
Yeah, but
the Bears.
It's something about
the Bears.
Remember, it's the number one sport in America is football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, you know.
You know what? But Chicago, man.
You know, the Bears, that whole skit? I remember once they had MJ on the show, I want to say, on Saturday Night Live. So they did the Bears skit. And they asked the guys, the question for the roundtable was, if Mike Ditka faced Michael Jordan, what would happen? And they said the universe would explode. In other words, you couldn't even say, Mike Ditka never did anything. Michael Jordan was the greatest athlete who ever lived. And to them, it was a tie, right? You know, like, Bears in that town are ridiculous.
Ditka, I worked with Ditka for 9 years or whatever it was. Yeah, Mike Ditka is everything. Is a character. He's funny. He's just, you know.
You ever been to his restaurant in Chicago?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, dope little spot, man.
Is
he
it?
Does it, man.
I haven't been.
Yeah, steakhouse.
Yeah, steakhouse.
The Packers have a big fan base, and it's intense in the area. But I value the local intensity over
I have no problem. I have no problem with 1, 2, or 3. 2 and 3, you can flip-flop however you want.
You have
want
a problem
to.
With the Bills? Bills Mafia?
I look at it different than how you look at the support standpoint. That's why I asked you what criteria you have.
I will give an emphasis to the local loyalty. To the local, like, insanity over that team.
Well, insanity,
versus, like,
insanity to me is when I'm getting on a plane and I'm flying all the way across country to watch my team play. That to me is crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys got me thinking because you talk about the local insanity around the team. We need to do a list maybe later or tomorrow, the top five worst.
Right,
NFL
because
fan bases.
Because by the way,
like,
fan,
the
best
worst?
Doesn't mean just the biggest. It means those are
the
Steelers
exactly.
fans are the best football
yes,
fans.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Bills
are.
Fans are great. Cowboys fans, would you? I know that they have
it's
a lot
so,
of them, but
so
would you qualify
them.
Them as great fans?
When I look up in the stands and I'm in a 60,000, 70,000 seat stadium, and more than half is my fan base. How the hell did they get there? They got there just how? All of a sudden.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Max, there's always theories out there that those particular people living in that city and they just switching out the jersey.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's like Max Kellerman, you know, you're a fake Laker fan.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I'm a real Laker fan.
You're really a Knicks fan, but because you're in LA, you put on the jersey.
Incorrect.
Real quick, since you played in every stadium, don't rank them. Three worst fan bases in the NFL.
For the opponent?
Not
for the opponent. What you're saying for the opponent, or you're just saying they're not good fan bases?
Not good fan base.
Right.
Worst fan base.
But
say
what's
like,
my experience though? Jay?
Well, your experience playing in stadiums, like whatever.
Like
they
Philadelphia is a great fan base for the fans.
Right.
Bad for the opponent.
No, that's not what you're
no,
saying.
That's not
right?
what I'm saying. Yeah. Worst.
Don't show up. Don't.
Worst. Yeah, you wouldn't want to play there because the fan base is no good.
Oh God! Now I have to think.
Now you got to throw three fan bases under the bus.
Well, no, it's not that. When you're going into bad teams, their fans aren't going to most likely show up.
Yeah.
When you're playing against bad teams, if you're a free agent,
you wouldn't want to sign there because the fan base is no good.
Yeah, but that's a hard. I got to think because that's a hard question. What Jay just said.
Because, I'd say Cowboys, Eagles, Washington.
Because
those three,
good,
hate them.
When you're good, the fans show up.
Yes.
Like, you know, Washington wasn't great, and the fans
Washington
really
has
didn't.
A tremendous fan base,
yeah,
I got to say.
Yeah, they do, but they wasn't good when I was playing against them. They were just a team with a uniform.
I was in D.C. hosting Around the Horn at
the
time.
Get to your 4 or 5, man.
I did. We did it already.
Oh, did you?
I had an apartment down there, and when Joe Gibbs got hired again.
Yes.
Every cab you got into. All the town could. Michael Jordan, by the way, was in town at the end of his career, right? Playing right there downtown. All the town could talk about with Joe Gibbs. Hadn't been in the NFL in a million years. Joe Gibbs everywhere.
I'm trying to think who was bad that just the fans, like Detroit, right? Detroit Lions, their fans are strong, but I played against them. They were dog. You know what? The stadium was empty.
Yeah.
It was like.
Fans got to stay true, like, got to show up.
But if you're bad, man, ain't nobody showing up. I don't care who you
are. After a while, no matter what it is. Yeah.
I don't care.
People want to talk about, someone wants to correct me on something. Someone says you're tripping, Key.
Uh-oh.
All right, Mike in Atlanta, real quick, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, y'all tripping about James Harden, man, for real. Y'all acting like this dude don't have a pass. The question was, would you bring this guy to your locker room? And I, for the life of me, cannot understand how Jay and Key, which I've heard Jay on numerous occasions talk about speculation about where he's going and who could use him. Remind me now. Now, I'm 54 years old, but remind me. What team has James Harden ever put over the top? I'm trying to figure out if over the top means...
Well, to the Western Conference Finals? I mean, he got Houston to the Western Conference Finals.
He's not a put-you-over-the-top player. Yeah, so he's a bring-you-farther-than-you-ought-to-get player.
But how am I...
He's not a put you over the top guy. He's already demonstrated that. And mm-hmm. crucial moments would be game 6, game 7.
Right.
I agree with this. We need this. Like, crucial moment to me is we need you right now.
But would you agree that he is a guy who can get you closer than you ought to get, you know, if he wasn't there, if you just replace him with another player
Max,
who's
I'm
good.
I'm confused. I'm trying to understand his
point. In other words, we're looking for teams where if you add James Harden, now they're a champion. That's not really the type of player he is. He's a player where if you build around him, he can get you close, but not the kind of guy that you add and put you
right
over the top.
At this stage.
Right. So things might be changing.
I wanted to know why the hell I'm tripping.
Yeah. Well.
Because you are talking about sending him to Luka and Kyrie.
Well, Jay talked me out of that. I was trying to understand how you could make that work. Jay said no defense, so it can't work.
We're all talking each other out of. I talked you out of the Chiefs earlier. I said
no,
the Browns.
No, you're not. Stop lying.
You talked Key
lying.
Out of something. We all do things. Are Aaron Rodgers and the Jets set with the current roster, KJM?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Joined now by the great Sal Palantonio. What's going on, Sal Pal?
Max, go back to Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a 98, 99 mile an hour fastball, and then he follows it up with that hammer at 84, 85 miles an hour. That is a big difference coming up to the plate, and the ball is low in the strike zone on that curveball.
Oh, I just can't wait.
He gets on base, and then it's not just that he hits the home runs. He had that opposite field power.
That was a flick of the wrist.
Flick of the wrist to left center, yeah. A no-doubter.
And the one to right field was 12, 15 rows up.
And just imagine if he did not just become a dual threat, and he just says, I want to pitch. Or I just want to hit.
We don't want to see him every 5 days, though. We want to see him every day.
Sal Pal, I brought this up the other day. Bill James once wrote about Babe Ruth that really the biggest thing about him was it was an act of imagination. He thought, I could hit the ball over the fence, and no one was supposed to. It's not that he was the only one who could do it. Once he showed the way, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, these other guys could do it. I wonder now that Ohtani is showing this, if there won't be increasingly sluggers who also, are right fielders with cannons for arms, who pitched in high school, who might also try it. He may be like blazing a trail.
You don't want to take jobs from other guys, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but you also
get paid twice as much.
But just throwing heat, though, guys in the outfield is a heat. You got to have control.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, not everyone can do it. But I wonder if some people will say now who are like told, no, you can't pitch. You're going to play the outfield. So, wait a minute. I want to try both.
But what you see from Shohei is he's not a thrower. He is a pitcher.
A pitcher, for sure.
Yeah, a pitcher. Yeah. But not only that,
he's got three pitches.
He's
very, very good.
And so when you've been pitching and you've been doing that, you can't just take somebody who hadn't done it.
Okay, take a pitcher on the college level who can hit. Maybe it's not just now you're going to pitch. Now he wants to go both ways,
Maybe. Maybe if you're looking at it from that standpoint.
Yeah, we're looking at two guys in history have done it. Babe Ruth and Shohei Ohtani.
And Ruth didn't – he did it, but actually once he was made a full-time outfielder, they wouldn't let him pitch anymore. Ohtani is really the first guy who remains, I'm a full-time position player, and that's
– I'm an all-star
being
at both.
Being a DH helps.
And I'm an all-star at both.
And I'm not just all-star, MVP level.
At both,
Cy Young on the hill, MVP at the – it's ridiculous.
Can't wait for him to be a Dodger. How you doing, Sal? Can't wait for
him
to be
that.
A Dodger.
Nice segue.
Where's Dalvin Cook going to land, Sal?
I'd like to see him land with the New York Jets. I think it's an open-ended conversation right now, Max. I'm not sure where he's going to end up. I think teams like him. I like him. I think he's a good teammate. He blocks well. He's in the right spot all the time. He catches the ball out of the backfield, turns it into big plays. He's a smart player. He's a tough player. And I think you want a veteran guy like that in the locker room. If I were the New York Jets, hey, listen. Look at what the Jets will do on offense with Hackett and Aaron Rodgers, right? Look at what Aaron Rodgers, when he was successful with Hackett in Green Bay, he had two running
backs.
Couple
of running backs, yep.
As a threat.
Why are you drafting that guy? You already got Aaron Jones.
As a threat, right? Yep. As a lure, as a deception at least. It's run action, boot action, play action. Then you see the pocket moving. All of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers is patting the football. He's looking for open receivers. Touchdown. You have to have that guy. So, like Breece Hall, like him a lot.
Yeah.
But we don't know when he's coming back and whether he's going to come back at full strength coming off the ACL. If I'm Joe Douglas and I look at what Howie Roseman did, and Joe Douglas comes right out of the Howie Roseman field, I look at what he did with Jay Ajayi, with LeGarrette Blount. I look at what Tom Brady did with Leonard Fournette, and I say to myself, hey, listen, this could be the missing piece for the way – it's not just throw Dalvin Cook on this team. For the way they run offense, because football's about matchups and schemes, first and foremost, the way they're going to run that offense, if you want Aaron Rodgers the ability to get out of the pocket because they don't have a great offensive line, move the launch pad in the backfield, you got to have the deception of being able to run the football.
So why not, not Miami, by the way,
no,
by
but
that
now,
logic?
Now that you – now I never even – Jets were never on my radar for
right.
him.
Right, it makes a lot
but
of sense.
But now
though.
That Sal, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, that makes more sense than anything.
Yeah.
And the reason that is you always got to have two running backs. Strong running games have two.
Yes.
This is not Tennessee where you got one bell cow rushing for 1,800
Miami,
yards.
Miami, they got three, four guys they kind of like.
You
got
to have two. You don't know what Breece Hall is. The learning curve, the learning offense, principles in Minnesota are very similar. West Coast style, they got the kind of the same sort of verbiage as Hackett. Makes all the sense in the world.
It does. It does.
It
from
makes
us.
All. And on top of that, here's a caveat.
Yes.
You're taking him away from Miami.
Don't want him to go Miami.
You don't want him going to New England or Miami.
No.
You're taking him away
from
him.
So from your point, I guess the Jets need a little depth at that position too. And given what you said about the offense, you talked me into it. It's the Jets, right? But he would be a shiny toy for Mike McDaniel to play with, who knows what to do with guys.
Yes.
Why not the Dolphins?
Well, I think the Dolphins would be a great fit too, because you know, you look at Mike McDaniel, comes out of the Kyle Shanahan,
same thing,
Mike Shanahan system, multiple running backs. They always had, you know, listen, guys in the seventh round.
Yeah.
Or in San Francisco, they had three or four different running backs because they didn't have the bell cow. And these days, you don't really need the bell cow because it's a passing game. So it would make sense in Miami for sure, 100%. Again, you want to create mismatches. You want to create matchup problems, either with your scheme or with your personnel. And if you don't have the personnel, it's the scheme. So I think it would be perfect in Miami.
Fair absolutely to say more of a need for the Jets and a luxury in Miami?
I think it's definitely a need for the Jets, 100%. Plus, it's great. He's not yet 30 years old.
He's 27!
Yeah, and he would be great value for them. And he doesn't have to have 300 carries. He's only got to have maybe $180, $190.
They should get it done. Now, I'm listening to you. They need to get that done.
Yes.
It makes all the sense in the world.
All the sense in the world, yeah.
Outside of Dalvin Cook, though, do they need to do anything else to shore up the roster, or would it be set with Dalvin Cook?
Listen, a roster, as you know, Key, it's a movable feast. It's a living document through an NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you have in training camp. You see, Belichick always says, I wanted to look at my roster after the first 4 weeks. What do I got? And it's you carve it up into four-week chunks and say after 4 weeks, look at what the Eagles did last year. They came into Monday night. They were undefeated. They got slapped around in the middle of the field. He goes and gets Linval Joseph, Ndamukong Suh to shore up the defensive tackle position, and they wind up going to the Super Bowl. So they'll look at different things. They got to make sure the offensive line is shored up. That's a big problem. But it's going to be better. Why? Because Rodgers is going to get the ball out of his hands much more quickly.
Maybe healthier. Maybe healthier this year too,
sure,
right?
But he's going to see the field much more quickly than Zach Wilson
absolutely
did.
Absolutely.
Real quick, Sal.
By a magnitude of 10.
Sal, we got like 30 seconds. Well, let's stay in the AFC East.
We
what about Buffalo?
Day, Max.
What about Buffalo?
Max, we could do this all
what about
day
giving Josh Allen a running back?
Well, he's got his brother, James Cook, already there.
His brother's there.
Yeah. So, yeah, but so, Dalvin Cook, if he's right,
and
it's
he's
a little
already
more
got a guy James who Cook's runs okay the ball at the quarterback position. You do want him to run less, and you want him to turn the ball over less, for sure. Listen, Key's right. Sign him in New York to keep him out of New England. Keep him out of Miami. Keep him out of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because
you sign
him.
Yeah. Jets got to do it. No. Sal made an airtight case.
They need him, and they can use him.
Yeah.
You have to have two.
Yeah, there's it's like every –
think about it. I'll tell you one team that got two that you don't even think about. The San Francisco 49ers, because they got Debo.
Yeah,
and they
Debo
got McCaffrey.
Yeah.
That's it. And one of them is not even a true running back.
Are you in or are you all in with Woody Johnson? Write the check and get him in.
You have every single – there are reasons that he can go to a lot of places, but in terms of need, fit, everything, the Jets make the most sense. Thanks, Sal, pal. Is Windy at it again, KJM?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
April in Virginia.
Hey, I'm so confused.
April in Virginia wants to call me out for my fraudulent behavior. Go ahead, April.
Always fraudulent.
Yes, I do.
Some example of it right
first,
there.
First, y'all have a great show.
Well,
I like listening to you guys, but the Browns, trying to put them in there at the fifth. Mm-hmm. If you've never been to the stadium, mm-hmm. if you've ever been duped into being a fan, mm-hmm. They are the two-faced franchise of the league. Okay. There are so many.
That took a turn.
What's the right word? Degenerates and just so much behavioral therapy needed up there. Throwing trash on the field, booing their fan, booing their team, throwing beer on opponents. I mean, peeing in public.
That's why I tried to tell Jay they don't belong on the list. I had the Chiefs. Jay insisted on putting the Browns.
No. I heard it come out
April,
of your mouth.
April, that's all the time. I'm sorry, April, that's all the time we have for you right now. But thank you very much, April, for clearing that up about Jay's problem.
It's my problem when it's convenient for you. I love it.
She said that they were just bad fans.
They're peeing in public?
What?
Who pees in public?
If you go to
New York.
Put it this way. If you've gone
there's a wall, go there, son.
In between cars in the 70s, that was like a talent if you were a kid. Yeah.
If you go to some of these stadiums, you will see some outlandish stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bad behavior. Yeah. Bad behavior. Yeah.
Woo. I remember the Chargers when they were in San Diego. Oh, my God.
I've seen it up top. I'm like, what is going on up there?
The Raider fans.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
As an opponent, used to go into Oakland as an opponent. Fans, boy, you like, seriously?
That's why Derek Carr left the Raiders, right?
Well, they said something.
Hey, Terrell wants to correct me on something, too. Everyone's coming at me today. Everyone's at my neck. What's up, Terrell?
Stuff.
Get him.
What's good? I guess it's Chick Max Day. I just wanted to touch on something you and Key was kind of like going back and forward on yesterday mm-hmm. with Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. All I got to say, man, is check the stats. Some players just look better with their highlights, like when you see it on ESPN, mm-hmm. like Tim Duncan and Sean Kemp. If you look at both highlights, you know, Sean Kemp, everybody would say Sean Kemp was a better player. Mm-hmm. But if you check their stats.
So who are you arguing for, McCaffrey or Kamara?
Kamara.
You want to check the stats with McCaffrey? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm telling
McCaffrey
you.
McCaffrey one year had 2,400 yards from scrimmage.
They gave him the ball every play.
He
Max?
Just said check the
you're
stats.
You're talking about one year, Max.
And they gave you're him the ball year, like 90%
okay,
of the
he had another 1,965, 1,880 yards from scrimmage. I'm not making it up. I'm checking the stats. You just said check the stats.
Look, check the total stats of their career. Well, check the total rushing yards, total passing yards, and punt return and kick return and get back to me.
Christian McCaffrey's put up better numbers than Kamara. Come on.
Yeah, but we're not going to go on the numbers, Max, because if
he wants to go on the numbers, he said.
Well, you're trying to use that now because
yes,
he wants
it's
to go
in
on
my
that,
advantage.
But I'm not going to let you do that.
Why
you
not?
Cannot, because you can't.
I'd like to be allowed to do it.
One guy's usage.
Should be allowed to do it.
I think so.
One guy's usage on his team is high.
Yeah.
Compared to another's. You can't do that.
Well, I wonder why that is. You don't like that. You don't like guys like Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, guys like that who you don't respect their athleticism as much as a guy like, say, Tyreek Hill.
You
won't give them credit for what they actually do.
You cannot,
like, yes, they're in the system, but they did it.
But, Max, you cannot sit there and tell me that if you put Alvin Kamara on those Carolina Panthers teams, he wouldn't have 2,500, 3,000 all-purpose yards. You cannot.
I don't know about that. 2,400 is no cupcake, man.
I can't. If I'm giving you the ball 100 times.
I know. He looks pretty good in San Francisco.
Oh, God, stop.
I really love seeing you two argue.
Because he's wrong.
It's so enjoyable.
It's not even arguing.
I know you won a Super Bowl. You were drafted number one
overall.
You played 11
seasons. But I played Madden.
Not only played Madden, I simulated a season once that I won the Super Bowl in it, Jay. I couldn't find, you know, like next year I thought I would repeat. It didn't happen next season. But I was simulating the games, and that's what happened. John in Florida, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
This dude.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing this morning?
Got a buck 10 to go.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
So, first off, I have one comment I need to make, and then I have one serious question for you guys, because I really want your opinion on this. Dude, like, Diana can pull off that ankle show and stuff. I don't know what Key and Jay are doing today.
I'm showing ankle too, as a matter of fact.
What's wrong with showing the ankles a little bit? I got sexy ankles.
You don't do that.
Yeah, what's wrong with my ankles? I don't wear socks.
Max, I'm not going to leave you out of the mix. I love all three of you, by the way. I'm just messing with you a little bit. But, Max, like, you look like Jake from State Farm.
with the khaki.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Jake.
All right, so sponsored by Progressive. For real, though. So what do you think about Van Fleet going to the Heat? I would love to have
Kyle Lowry. But, hello, Fred Van Vliet.
I mean, yeah.
It's exactly.
Kyle Lowry and like $36 million.
Keep taking Raptors.
Yes. Yeah.
If they could afford them, yeah.
What you doing, John?
Travis in Virginia Beach. What? You're on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. There's a weird pause there. I thought he was gone. Go ahead, Travis.
He's jumped over
here. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Listen to y'all all the time. Was going to say about Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara. McCaffrey could play quarterback, too. So, I mean, if you would look at any stats you want, he's got a whole other category there.
Bye, Travis. Get out of here, man.
McCaffrey's nice with it, man. McCaffrey's a weapon.
And one dude return punts and kicks. Like, yeah. Stop.
Who'd you rather have, McCaffrey or Kamara?
Either one.
They're both excellent. You got to pick one.
I'm going to probably, if I had to, they both was healthy.
Yeah.
I'm taking Kamara.
I'm taking McCaffrey.
Okay, let's see where we go.
Are you guys done?
Taco in Chicago. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Taco in Chicago.
What's up, Taco?
What's up, guys? Listen to you guys every day. Thank you for taking the call.
Ooh, J. Will.
What's up, Talk?
I got beef with J. Will, man.
Wow.
Me?
Man.
Me?
What did J. you
Will
do now?
At the Pro-Am IIT in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. What year?
Big Bull. What is that, 03? Mm-hmm. I believe. Wow. Man, tried to get an autograph for him. Luckily, Jamal Crawford, you know, he got me and everything. So,
J.
Will, man. What happened to you?
Try.
Boy, you don't even believe yourself. I heard you laughing.
You tried.
I just heard you laughing, Taco.
You tried.
I tried to get autographed. Yeah. And then I tried again.
The fact you say try, so that means
I'm still trying to get an autograph from Jay. You won't give me one.
What you doing, 12 year old? How old, man?
Taco, did I say no?
About 10 or 12, yeah.
So
I said no, now you're going to change the story, Taco.
He was a 10-year-old child,
I would never do such a thing.
An autograph is all he wanted for just one of your
signature. No one's ever come on this show and said that about me, man.
Damn.
You think you that big time? My that you don't want to give a 10-year-old an autograph?
I mean,
we're not talking about
what came around,
a 50-year-old. I'm talking about like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I understand you don't give media. Key and I have been asking for your autograph for a while. Okay, we don't get it. But a 10-year-old.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
I'm sorry, Todd.
Uh-oh, Stacy in Florida. You got about 20 seconds. Yeah. Go ahead, Stacy. Wants me to – what's up?
No, get her when we come back. Man, don't do her like that. Sit tight, Stacy.
No, you always trying to do Stacy dirty,
yeah, man.
You always do this every time.
You're framing me, Stacy.
Cut her off.
Well, you know what it says right here? Stacy, it says here Max needs a timeout, so I'm
– Wait, but you literally said you got 20 seconds. Like, why would you do that?
Well, because I don't want – she says I need a timeout. This way she doesn't get too critical. I get her off the line real quick.
This is too
– Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. This is a huge – Thursday is a huge day for the Lakers' future. KJ Ann.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.